Yes, we have a blue light. Okay, so for the benefit of the web listener, so to speak, we've just listened to Fall on Me. Oops! About to listen again, and we've encouraged him to listen to that. Andrea Porcelli, isn't that the guy's name? And the Sun. A new release is just out. Never let it be said that I don't keep up with the charts. I have been accused of doing songs 30 years, 40 years, and 50 years old. I want to say today, I'm ahead of you. Ahead of you. It was given to me by a web listener. I wouldn't have found it at all. I didn't even know it was there. And Kevin said, I have a song. I don't know what it means. I don't know if it's any use to you. But I give it to you anyway. And I looked at it and we'll see if it is. Our text, though, and I've taken it from the New Living Translation, but we'll look at the NIV as well. Verse 9, famous passage on prayer. This is Jesus speaking. And so I tell you, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receive. Everyone who seeks, find. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be open. Your fathers, you fathers, if your children ask for a fish, do you give them a snake instead? Or if they ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The title of my offering is Fall on Me. Any car-carrying evangelical Christian of any kind will say, one of the great advantages of both having a relationship with God is the connection that you have between God and you is in direct relation to the Spirit of God connecting with you. And the scriptures encourage us many, many times to be filled with the Spirit of God. So, in this passage that we're looking at, what Jesus seems to be promising is that if you ask, you shall receive. If you seek, you shall find, and if you knock, it shall be open to you. And it says then that everyone who asks will receive. So there's a certainty of promise there, and that God is willing to give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. Very straightforward, isn't it? One of the most controversial things in the Christian world are passages like that. And the Christian community has been divided for years. Almost civil war. Mad stuff. We're not going there this morning, right? That is not where I'm going with it. But I want to begin where the song begins. And many of us start out the Christian life exactly like this, right? We hear this passage for the first time and we go headlong for it. Do you agree? You ask, you seek, you find. You're guaranteed an answer and you'll get the Holy Spirit. That's how we operate. The song begins, though, I thought sooner or later the lights above would come down in circles and guide me with love. Or guide me to love, it says. The song begins with a certain amount of expectation. Would you agree? That's what you have there in that opening verse. I thought sooner or later the lights above would come down in circles and guide me to love. Anyone starting out a Christian life has a certain amount of expectation. And when you get a passage like that, which is true, by the way, you're automatically geared up with expectation. Of course, much of the expectation of what's going to come is guided by my own thinking or your own thinking or by certain expectations. But does that at least? So we have expectations. We'll move on to the second part of it. But I don't know what's right for me. I cannot see straight. As you go down the road a bit, you start off very clear. Everything is black and white. But you travel down the road a bit and you realize it's not quite as simple as that. Does that make sense? For all of us. And the next thing you have to meet after expectations is this thing called uncertainty. I thought I knew what it meant. But now I'm not quite sure. Now, we're great to give certainty to other people to convince them, you know, when we're giving out the verses. But often inside in ourselves is a wrestling with the uncertainty. Does that make sense? I kind of know what the verse means, but I thought I knew what it meant, but no, I'm not as sure. Does that make sense? So you're living with a certain amount of uncertainty. Of course, it's based on the expectations, which haven't been realized, and then kind of go a bit wobbly. Next thing goes on the song then. I've been here too long, and I don't want to wait for it. Does that ring a bell? Because what you're dealing with there is weariness. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. Can't be any clearer than that, can it? You understand that? And then there's certainty. For everyone who asks will receive. Everyone who seeks will find. And everyone who knocks, the door shall be open. You're guaranteed certainty. You walk down the road, there's certain expectations that you have of what God is going to do with you, through you, and it might necessarily materialize that way. I hope it does. And then you reach this point of awareness, but I don't know what's right for me. I cannot see straight. It hasn't actually worked the way you thought it would work. It's not that it's not true. It is true. But it hasn't worked the way you thought it would work. And now you have the uncertainty. And then you have to live in that affair length. And then I've been here too long. I don't want to wait for it. That's the thing of just giving up. Does that make sense? A weariness. I'm just tired. Just tired. Fall on me. Of course, the story is a song between a father and a son. And the son moving out in life and wanting the father's blessing and the father's love. Then it goes on to say this. Fly like a cannonball straight to my soul. Tear me to pieces and make me whole. Not quite sure that will be your request this morning, just in case Jesus was listening to us. Because you're asking there for actually wholeness. Fly like a cannonball straight to my soul. Tear me to pieces and make me whole. You know what it says? I don't care what you have to do, but I'm sick and tired of being the way that I am. Very uncertain. Unmet expectations. Often, in the Christian world, and I don't say this judgmental in any way, we want God to zap us and make us whole. And who doesn't want that? And sometimes people do get a bit of a blessing and it does lift them a bit. Don't get me wrong. I have known people who've got a bit of a blessing. It does lift them a bit. But it is not the complete answer. Anyway, it goes on to the next thing. Is I'm willing to fight for it and carry its weight. You get to the place where it says, I'm going to keep at him and going to stay with him until something happens to shift me from where I am. So there's a kind of, the word you put in there is, there's a willingness. Next verse, or the next line says, but with every step, I question what is true. And what you're dealing with there is uncertainty. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open. Is it that simple? Are expectations made and met in the way we would have hoped for, in the way that we would have dreamed? You see, when people pray, they have in mind how God should answer their prayers. You know that. When I was starting off in ministry, I had a whole mindset of how God was going to use me and the saints we had gathered together around us. And there was an eagerness because I said, this is dynamite stuff. You have the Our Father, you have the story of the persistent, the idea of staying, being persistent in prayer, and you have the certainty of the thing being answered. That's Luke 11. And you're willing to go with the thing, but it doesn't go the road that is meant to go, and now you're left with uncertainty. I don't say to discourage anyone, I'm just saying is, for many people, that's the real road, isn't it? I'm trying to figure out, well, what happened with the ask, the seek, and the find? Is that for a whole bunch of other crowd out there? Or is there something in it for us? Does that make sense? Because it's very easy to give it just like that and pump you up with, you know, and say, go out and pray. And that's great. But what happens if it doesn't come that way? So fall on me. Make me whole. Tear me to pieces. I'm not too sure I would like that. But that's his plan anyway. He undoes us to make us do. All right, we'll move on. Fall on me with open arms. What you have there is an eagerness. And I only ask this, not in condemning manner, my next question is, how eager are we for it? For the fullness of God, for whatever that looks like, feels like. It's a great question, isn't it? Because I just say, fall on me from wherever you are, in this case, there's an openness, isn't there? You move from having expectations in a certain way of God moving to a place of where he says, well, whatever way he wants to do it, and whatever he wants to do it, and whatever way, I am getting to the stage of where I'm actually open to that. That's actually quite a good thing, isn't it? Because God loves to do new things in different ways. I've had several people pray over me down through the years, and tremendous people of God with great anointings. What I mean, really good anointings, and I've seen people fall on the floor and out for an hour and a half, and they have been radically changed. I've seen people fall on the floor, and they'd have been better if they sat sitting in the chair, but that's the truth. I've met both of that. But I've seen others who have had an encounter with God. The best of the best have prayed over me and are still standing. But I have the Spirit of God. I am not knocking the other. But what I'm saying is that God can do it any way he wants. So there has to be an openness to that. Fall on me with open arms, follow me from where you are. And the next part says this. Fall on me with all your light, with all your light, with all your light. And what you have there is a sense of anticipation. Something's going to happen. Something will change as a result. Does that make sense? So, we'll stop there for a minute and ask the question, only for you, if you were at home today and you were reading Luke 11, you gave the Our Father a bit of a blast, then you were encouraged to read the next part about the fellow knocking at your man's house at midnight and keep knocking down the door until he gave you the bread, and then you got the certainty of ask and seek and find. Would it make you eager, open, and give you a sense of anticipation? All we just say is, I have been there, I have done that. And while it is true, it is not the way I have experienced. Fall on me, by all means, Jesus, give me everything you have, but we've been waiting a long time. Does that make sense? Then, you got the Italian version of that, right? I couldn't find a completely English version of it. So, this is now the father replying back to the son. Okay? Soon you will find what your heart wants to know. Insight. How many of us would have like to have the Spirit of God or more of it so we could have more insight? I'm not talking about knowledge. You can have enough of that knowledge and almost no insight. I'm talking about having insight into who you are, into the world around you, and insight in that way. Don't give up hope, for I know you are close. It requires a certain amount of perseverance, doesn't it? The world has given up on prayer. And while a lot of us may, who are followers of Jesus of any persuasion, will say it's important, there's a very small amount actually who do pray. So the persistence part of it is very difficult. Goes on to say this. All you have ever dreamed, wished could be, is waiting to find you wherever you go. This is the father answering back to son. That sounds too good to be true to us, doesn't it? Because there you're kind of looking at ultimate happiness. And we'll say, you can't be ultimate happy here on earth. So let me read this, the reply back to you. Write any comments. Soon you will find what your heart wants to know. Don't give up hope, for I know you are close. All you have ever dreamed, wish could be, is waiting to find you wherever you go. Do you think if we brought that request before Jesus and we did our ask, knock, and seek, that he'd give us insight, that he'd give us, persistence, understanding, and ultimately that he'd give us hope? Because everything that has been asked for here, Jesus has actually promised. Much of it will be in heaven, I admit that, but he has promised. Insight, persistence, and ultimately happiness. How many would like that even today, even a blessed bit on earth? We know we can't get it all, right? We're that, right? We have that figured out. Lord, I'd like to be more insightful. Gosh, I pray all the time. Lord, help me to stay persistent. I'm inclined to give up. And Lord, let me have hope for the future and for what is yet to come, so that it will drive me forward. Does that make sense? All right. Now this is a song, so not every verse will fit, right? believe in yourself every step that you take. In other words, I put on the word confident there. Believe in yourself every step that you take. Sometimes in the Christian world, we have to just step out and say, Lord, this is my best shot. Does that make sense? It's my best shot, Lord. Not too sure if I'm right, but it's my best shot. And sometimes stepping out in faith is literally taking that chance. As I say, Lord, I'm going to give my best shot. Because you'll never have 100% absolute certainty. Does that make sense? Because for faith to work, you always have to have an element of doubt or uncertainty in it. So somewhere along the line, there has to be a say, Lord, I'll give it a blessing. So there's a confidence in it. It's not cockiness. Just say, Lord, I'll go with it. Because after this thing, no, I am smiling with pride every day. This is obviously, again, the father answering back. I put down there approval. Let me ask you a question as we ask, seek, and find. Do you think and do you feel that you have his approval. Personally. I'm confident, not cocky, that the Lord is leading me. You may have a different viewpoint and you could be right, but... And I know up to a point that I have his approval. I'm not perfect. But how could you not approve of me? A man of my caliber, right? So I don't doubt his approval. Sometimes, you know, but generally speaking, I know that, you know, there and thereabouts, we're okay. Does that make sense? Because not to have it, you live with gross uncertainty. It just damages you, robs you of everything. I think the Lord does smile a lot, but I think it's at the comments that I make to him that causes him to smile more than anything else. But anyway, it's another story. My love will forever be stronger than stone. For that one I put down, unquestionable. Maybe when we're seeking the Lord, maybe we're all asking for, Lord, just let me be sure that you love me. Many people are not, who fill churches. You know that, of all kinds of people. They really struggle with it. Oh, they know the verses and we'll hit them out there to convince Joe Pagan. But, and they're right, but not necessarily believed or experienced truths. Don't be afraid, you are never alone, is the last part of that. What you have there is assurance. Believe in yourself every step that you take. Know I'm smiling with pride every day. My love will forever be stronger than stone. Don't be afraid, you are never alone. Confident approval, unquestionable love, and assurance. Heck, he's with me. If you don't have it, how about asking, Lord, that's what I'm asking for. That's what I'm seeking. That's what I'm hoping to find. It's not a bad request, is it? Fall on me, listen to me. There's the eagerness again. There's the thing of going before God and not actually quitting. Fall on me, hug me. No, that'll be, some of you know, we'll be better than that. So I leave that part of the prayer answered directly for yourselves. Is that all right? You can even have my portion if you want. And they said many years ago that no hugging Jesus, we're Irish, but we were reprimanded because apparently there was many Irish people that were into hugging. So, you know, we put that in there and we'll see no more. But what it is really is asking for affection, isn't it? For many people in Ireland, God and affection does not go together. Never did. God and unquestionable love never went together. Rules and regulations, joyless living. But what he's asking for here is, he's eager, he wants affection obviously. Fall on me if you want, if you want, if you want. And what you have there is a pleading. You know the reason why that passage is giving, but ask and keep asking, seek and keep seeking, and knock and keep knocking. It's never a once off. One of the reasons why we have to do that is God tests us to see how serious we are about actually what we're asking for. Anyone can ask once. We all know little children. When they want something, they'll keep asking, even if they get no the first time. But I want, but I want, but I want. No, no, no. And they come back the following day with the very same request. Have you noticed that? They don't quit. Our attitude is, well, he had me the first time. I won't ask him a second time. But the verse says, keep on asking. Keep on seeking. Keep on knocking. Let me ask a question. Are you doing that? Or has weariness got the better of you? On a personal level now. How do you know if your prayer is answered? Well, some people, and I mean this, and I wish it was like this, some people pray, Lord, send your spirit on me and make me whole. And what they're asking for is that all the sadness and the sorrow in their lives will be just taken from them. Oh, and I wish it was. Other people pray, Lord, I am fearful. Zap me with your spirit. Well, maybe zap is an unholy word. Fill me with your spirit so that I will never be fearful again. And they're eager and they're pleading, but it doesn't necessarily go that way. The walk of faith, there will always be trust. There will always be things that will make us afraid. In this life there is joy, but there's also sadness. You can't have one without the other. And often when the Spirit of God is given, it's given insight, even how to walk through the difficult road of sadness and sorrow. And often what is given is the persistence to keep going until the very end, and it will make sense. But when the prayer is answered, I close my eyes and I see you everywhere. One of the things when the Lord imparts His Spirit to us or gives us things is it gives us clarity. Could you do with a bit of clarity? There'll be those who say, you man could do it. Keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking, and maybe eventually something will happen. I pray for clarity all the time. But clarity is one of the things that comes with the Spirit, isn't that right? It gives us peace, but He gives us clarity in our thinking, clarity in our guidance and in our direction. Clarity is a good thing, isn't it? It's amazing though when it comes and you see it, look, it's quite clear, I can see it, it's right in front of me. Next thing I see is this. I step aside, it's like breathing you in the air, I can feel you there. And what I got for that really was, there's certainty when prayer is answered. Not alone can you see it, you can actually feel it. Does that make sense? I close my eyes and I'm seeing you everywhere. What I mean is, how could I have missed it? The answer was in front of me. That's the clarity. I step outside. It's like I'm breathing you in the air. I can feel you're there. Mitha says, I can't explain it, but I know that I know that I know that God is there. That's the clarity. That is the certainty. And it's very hard to explain it, isn't it? But if you have it, you have it. And you know that you have it. You know when you have clarity, and you know you have certainty. So, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened to you. It's an invitation to keep on knocking, keep on seeking, and keep on finding. Fall on me, listen to me. There's the eagerness, it doesn't give up. Fall on me, hug me. There we go again. A second blast for the huggers among us. May you be greatly blessed. And the last one says this. Fall on me with all your light, with all your light, with all your light. And for that, I put down expectancy of something coming from God that you haven't had before. Revelation, insight, assurance, reassurance, understanding, whatever it is, does that make sense? Whatever it is that God wants to give, that there's an expectancy there. And so we're back to Jesus. After leaving Mr. Porcelli there for the time being, God bless him, And so I tell you, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be open. No, they are the words of Jesus. And that is truth. You can take that home and bank it. That is truth. And he will honor that in the way as he understands how the prayer is answered, right? Are you with me? And as he imparts the Spirit to you. Luke 11:9-10. So, if you sinful people, that's us, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? There is more of God available to us. And one of the ways we receive more of God is to have more of his Spirit in him. And more of his Spirit ultimately will mean more of the fullness of God. But that's going to look very different for each and every one of us. I think that's where the thing has fallen down through years, and that's why you have so much lads complaining and fighting and arguing each other. When the Spirit of God is on me, he fills whatever he puts in there, and it's kind of spread across all my bits and pieces of gifts, such as they are. Does that make sense? So I might have a bit more clarity, you know, I might have a bit more compassion, whatever it is, or a bit more insight. He gives it, or a bit better understanding of Scripture. Sometimes when the Spirit of God, and if, you know, because it leaks and things go wrong, and need to be at least topped up a bit, he gives me insight into my own life, my own personality, where things have gone, how I ended up where I am, and all of that. And sometimes he gives the certainty, look, I'm with you, you have approval. Don't have to be questioning my love. If you're going pear-shaped, I'll tell you very quickly. Keep going. Unless it's very obvious it's wrong. So we talked about joy and having some joy, and I believe one of the ways that God will help us is for those who would like more of his Spirit. All you can do is ask. It's up to him to give in the way he wants to give it. We have the Spirit, we know that. We're talking about having more of it. So if I put all the sermon into a request, so that you walk away and say, what did your man say? Good question. What did he say? Here's the answer. Before God, he encouraged me to do this. Have you got it? This is the sermon. Fall on me. Lord, we come before you and we say, Lord, your word is true, though we would struggle to believe it at times. Lord, you know about our eagerness, Lord, in youth, and our expectations, Lord, which were ours, never yours. Lord, you have seen at times, Lord, what discouragement has done, Lord, and how we have lacked persistence, Lord, through, Lord, the prayer not being answered in the way that we would have hoped for. And Lord, we have to say that has brought probably an amount of disheartenment at times and discouragement. Lord, we are so excited, Lord, when we see things working as we like to see it working and the hope it gives us. But Lord, if you're giving us this passage this day, and Lord, I would never have linked it with that song. Lord, I didn't even know the song existed. But Lord, you're bringing out things that are in us, Lord, the eagerness on one side, Lord, but also the uncertainty, the weariness. And Lord, your challenge is again to be persistent and to have hope. But Lord, for those who pray this day, and Lord, are saying, Jesus, I want more of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, in my life. I do not know what that will look like or what changes will be made, with coming with open arms and saying, from wherever you are, do what it is you want to do. And Lord, using the words of the song, fall on me. For those who have asked for it, Lord, I will encourage them now to keep asking, keep seeking, Lord, and keep knocking. Because, Lord, we are taking you at your word, that if that is done, you will answer. Whereas there's consistent seeking, consistent knocking, and consistent finding. And Lord, you have given us the assurance, if we know how to give good gifts to our children, and Lord, we do, and we delight to do so, of course we do. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit? So for those who have asked, fall on me, may it fall on them in abundance, to the full measure that they're able to handle at this stage. And all of God's people said, Amen.